thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your sweet presence today, oh God. We value your presence, oh God. We value who you are in our midst today. Oh, Lord God, we just taste and see that you are good today. We taste of your presence today. We love your presence today, Abba Father. We love you today, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are so good. You are awesome. We value all of who you are and who we are in you. And we value each one that has come out this morning. We thank you for taking the time to come today. And God is going to meet every hungry heart today. He is in the life-changing business. And with him, we cannot lose. He is everything. He is all in all. And I trade my life for him. I trade all of my goods. I trade everything that is dear to me for him. Oh, how we love you today, Jesus. I trade my career for you. I trade all my goods for you. I trade my reputation for you. How we love you today. Your name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord. Kuya nakfas minu nagayun. Kuya umtchen atapot agayun. Kin kam kin chak nakpak atapot agayun. We love you. Thank you, Lord. This morning, with the elections coming up, I really felt to share a vision that I had in the beginning of October. As Robert and I went to Texas, and then we drove on to Oklahoma to the Indian Reservation there, the Seminole Nation. Right after we ministered there, the leader laid his hands on us to bless us, to pronounce a blessing over us, a father's blessing. And that man had so much authority in his quiet, strong voice. He began to pronounce a blessing over us. And as soon as he did, I went into a vision. And the Lord said, the American church has been like Jonah. The American church has been in the belly of the whale. She was supposed to go to Nineveh. She had a direction set, but instead her heart became hardened, and she began to judge the people of Nineveh. Even as the American church has judged those and have turned aside from mercy and love, I'm going to cause, she has been in the belly of the whale so she can get a course correction and go back onto her assignment. And the American church will cry out in the belly of the whale on the third day. And this is her third day. This is the American church's third day. And as the American church cries out on her third day, I will hear from heaven and I will answer her by my loving kindness and my tender mercies. And I will spew her back up onto the shores. I will spew her back up onto her assignment. I will spew her back up onto my loving kindness and my tender mercies. And she will go back and be, go back unto the mission field again. Hallelujah. And as I shared this dream with Dutch and Mary and Chuck and Robert, when we went to Ohio, which is another story, they took that and they said, we need to act on this. The American church doesn't know how to cry out anymore. And the American church has been in the belly of the whale, where in the last few seasons and the last few elections, she has not known how to vote. She has not known, she has not been able to see. She has not been able to hear. She has not known her direction. The American church doesn't even know what she stands up for anymore. And so she has been, the American church has been in the belly of the whale. And now we will begin to cry out. And in our cry, the Lord will hear us. And he will turn and he will cause us to be spewn out of the belly of the whale. And he will cause us to have a course correction again. Who's been feeling like they've been in the belly of the whale? Besides me. I mean, even if you don't feel like you have, look at the American church. Are we at where God? No. We've been confused. We don't know who to vote for. We don't hear. I mean, we have been a confused nation. And with the elections coming up, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I say cry out to God. Don't look at the surface of the people. Cry out to God for a righteous leader and you vote accordingly. You vote accordingly. You vote according to the principles. You vote according to your conscience and allow the Lord to sear your conscience. Allow the Lord to show you, and he will. Amen. Amen. I'm real tempted to tell you, but I won't. And the other thing that I'll share with you, and then I'll pass it on, is when I had that vision, it's up to us now. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility individually to cry out to God and to seek him. He hears us when we cry out to him. And we have a responsibility collectively as a body, as a church. We have a responsibility. If we don't, the world will choose for us. And then none of us have a right to complain. Amen. And so we went down to Texas, and The first night we were there, I had a dream that Dutch had this large gathering in Ohio, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. And in the dream, someone was passing around a basket full of prophetic words. And in my dream, I knew who wrote down some of those prophetic words, and I heard a prophet, Clement, from South Africa. Now, I don't know who that is. I've heard of him, but I don't go around following prophets. I just don't. I choose to hear God for myself, and if some words are brought to me, I'll read them. But in my dream, I knew that a prophet, Clement, from South Africa wrote these words out. And I said, I'll go get one of those words out of the basket. I want to know too. And so I pulled out a word. And as I pulled out a word, there was sand in the paper. And so I had to dust away the sand. And as I did, the words became illuminated. And they became like lit up. And they became like full of colors, like rainbows. And in my word that I picked out said, and I know who will be the next president of the United States, and you will find the answer on the corner of Ohio and Nevada. And you will tell Dutch that several other cities need to be prayed for the unlocking of the nation. And so I thought, and in my dream, this was my thought. Well, I know God has shown me as well. And so when I woke up, of course, you know, that evening we were going to the evening service. And when you go to, has anyone been to Glory of Zion, to Global Spheres before? Well, when you go there, there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands. And so we're up front worshiping, and I mean, like crazy. And here I am up front just praising and worshiping, letting my hair hang down. And here came Dutch, and he was walking by, and he says, well, hi, Eleanor. I said, hi, Dutch. I said, I just had a dream about you last night. And usually I'm not that bold. I mean, I can be bold, but not, there's times when I'm kind of shy. You can believe that. But there are times when I'm a bit timid. But I, you know, we had him up, so I thought, I can share that. You know, I can say that to him. And so he says, well, tell me the gist of it. I said, you were in Ohio, and I was trying to talk so fast, and we were in Ohio, and there is a presidential election, and before I could get done, he said, send me the dream tonight, and he was getting ready to speak that night, and so Robert and I stayed at the conference halfway through, because we had to drive to Oklahoma that night to minister in the morning. That was the hardest service to ever leave. So anyway, he ended up inviting Mary and I to Ohio and to this large gathering he was having of hundreds of people from around the country. And he shares this dream that I had in Ohio. And then And then after that, he and Chuck went to Nevada. And when they went to Nevada, there was someone sitting up front in that church, and they didn't even know, one of the presidential candidates was there. And they didn't know he was going to be there. I mean, it was going to be there. They didn't know that person was going to be there. And of course, I didn't know. Nobody knew. So pay attention. And I feel like the Lord wants to activate us in crying out today for the elections, for God's choice. Amen.
I'll just have Eleanor activate us in that a little bit later, but I would just throughout our meeting this morning, I just keep on seeing this vision. And then hearing Eleanor talk about the American church being in the belly of the whale, consumed with our own thoughts and our own desires, more concerned with our own reputation and who we are, which is more of a religious thing. How do we identify that in ourselves? I remember early on in our Christian walk, my wife and I, we attended this church that was spirit-filled, the gifts of the prophetic just flowing and flowing. Amazing revelations of his word and the revelation of his kingdom and amazing stuff. Speakers that would come and prophesy and preach the word of God like you've never heard it before. And one of the things that happened with me is like I begin to take so much pride and honor in that of knowing all this stuff. Knowing this great revelation. And there was something in my heart that happened to where I was thinking, well, those people don't know this. Other people don't have this revelation. To the part in my heart to where I even looked down on my own family members. In a religious, legalistic, condemning way. And you know what? God had to place us in the belly of that whale for a time and a season. And a brokenness in our heart to where we cried out and God said, we just cried out and said, we can't do this anymore without you. Our hearts were broken and we are crying out, we can't make it. I know in my heart I said, I can't make it. I was at the verge of saying, no. I'm either going to quit trying to walk this Christianity thing out or I'm going to change. And instead I turned to the Lord. I turned to Jesus and I said, I want you more. I want you more. And through that, I begin to look at other people differently. I begin to look at people with the eyes of the Lord, with a love in my heart and a genuine care for where they're at. Sometimes we have to spend that time in the belly for our true purpose to be revealed. It's not a bad thing. It's out of the love of God that we go through this. His true love for us as was being prophesied to us today. And I was standing over here during praise and worship, and I kept on seeing this vision. And it was of people. It's like they had these long sticks, and they were long torches. It was fire on the top, and they're holding the stick. just waving that fire like this, just waving the fire in the air, just back and forth. And pretty soon they just kind of laid that, put this end of the stick on the floor, and they're holding the fire, and the fire was like right here in front of the people's faces. They began to look at the fire. And all of a sudden, it's like the fire came like this and went inside. And their faces began to illuminate that fire. And I was hearing the Lord say, we've been happy to wave. This is the Holy Spirit. We've been happy to shine all those things out and saying, this is the way. Look, we've got it. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got this revelation. We've got this and we've got that. Here it is. And yeah, it produces some light. It produces some heat. But then it came down right here. And we began to look into the flame. Look into who He is, the Holy Spirit. Begin to gain the revelation of who God is. And all of a sudden, His Spirit began to come in as we begin to acknowledge Him. His Spirit began to just come in and fill and radiate through us. Eleanor was prophesying, He's walking in this place. Open up your mouth and receive His love. Let His honey pour down in your throat. It's going to be bitter in your belly because there's things that we all need to change. There's things that we've been feeding on that haven't been what He's wanted us to feed on. There's attitudes of our hearts that we've been letting out and flowing in, haven't even known the difference that it wasn't pleasing to Him. Drink in that, honey. Let that bitterness just well up in there. Submit to it. Submit to the correction in His true loving kindness. And let His river of life, His Spirit flow. Allow it to flow through now. Allow His Spirit to flow. His rivers of living water to flow out. It's a time of activation. Activation into His service. And many of us are. We're activated. But there's different times in our life. There's different times where He's coming to us once again and saying, are you ready to take the next step? Are you willing? Sometimes we've just got to say, yes. Yes, I am willing. And I believe at this time, there's a corporate yes for the American church. There's a people coming together and saying, yes, I'm willing. It goes beyond the walls of what we're doing here. It's in His kingdom that he's establishing in the earth. His kingdom that he wants to radiate in the earth. But there's a yes that we have to say in our hearts, a yes. We do need to activate a prayer of intercession. And it is for this nation that will affect a planet.
Hallelujah. These are such perilous days. I've asked the Lord, how much should I share? You know, how much can the people handle? How much can you handle? How much do you love the truth? You know, the Word of God speaks about those who love not the truth are given over to a reprobate mind. But I always have that pastoral concern for you. I don't want to scare people. I have a thing about wanting people to be in a place of peace. But I want you to know these are not peaceful days. And if I were not a prophet, if I were just a pastor, boy, I'd just be giving you a comforting Jesus loves you message. But God tends to show prophets what's coming, what's ahead. And I want to encourage all of you, please activate your gift of voting. Years ago, back in 1997, when we were learning about the dangers of Islam, we had a precious international attorney who was training us, and I was shocked. I had no idea at that time what this particular religion was about. And I want you to know that not all Muslims are terrorists. They aren't. We're not talking about individuals. But I'll tell you what, our nation has been involved in some real wicked dealings internationally. But you guys are good people, good Americans. You're not the ones that are out there hobnobbing with terrorists. But we are Americans. And what our leaders do, the choices they make, determine the course of our nation. And we as an American church will be held accountable before God for our choices. So I really want to encourage you. The Antichrist is not a person, a man. The Antichrist is a spirit that is now working in the world. But we have God within us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the whole time I'm telling you scary things, I'm trying to tell you the word that will comfort you. But I want you to grow up. I want you to be mature enough to look honestly at what's going on and to look at your own walk with God and make sure that you are anchored in Jesus. Make sure that you know that you know that you know that you are safe in his arms. And if she who must not be mentioned is elected, the floodgates will open in this nation. And that spirit of Antichrist will hit this nation full bore. And you must be anchored in Christ to stand, or you and your household will be lost. I'm speaking to you like a prophet now. You and your household will be lost if you are not anchored in Jesus Christ to face the onslaught that is battering at our gates right now. Now, I'm full of hope. I believe God is moving powerfully in the church to awaken the church to the danger. There is a cry going out across this nation. I got four calls this morning, life and death situations. are battering at people's lives. One situation I know already, the person is not going to survive. I know that. The minute I heard it, I knew that they were not going to survive. Second situation, there are children that are on the brink of death. Real serious. Third situation, danger, danger, danger. Fourth situation, crisis, crisis, crisis. It's already beginning to hit the nation. You must be anchored in Jesus Christ. You must cry out, not only for the nation, cry out for your families. Cry out for the ones that are lost and on drugs and alcohol and whatever, or just don't like God. I've got some of those. Cry out for them. They cannot cry out for themselves. You must cry out for them. You are the one carrying the glory of God within you. You are the one that can shift and make a difference here. You are the one that will stand when the onslaught comes in and hits our city and hits our gates and hits your family. You are the one. You can do it. It's in you. It's in you. You can do it. You can stand. And you don't have to be some big, powerful giant. You just have to be someone who knows the glory is inside of you. The glory is inside of you. Greater is He. Listen, greater is He. Come on, greater is He. I don't care how great that onslaught is that's battering at our gates and is getting ready to flood our nation as it is flooding other nations already. Because the enemy is working worldwide. But I looked up that scripture again. In Habakkuk 2, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. That's what we're stepping into. But I'll tell you what, I'm crying out for my family. I'm crying out for my city. I'm crying out for my state, and I'm desperately crying out for my nation, because I'm telling the Lord, Father, if there are five righteous in this nation crying out, will you not deliver us? I'm lifting up the word of the Lord, for the Lord says He will deliver those who cry out. He will deliver those whose voices are heard on high. And we must cry out from a position of knowledge and understanding. Oh, this is coming. Oh, that's bad. Lord, I'm taking a stand for you. I'm lifting up the word of the Lord. I will take a stand for you unashamedly. I will take a stand for you right now. If you would pray with me this morning, please stand to your feet. Come on. This is such a critical time for us. And I don't want us to think like the church in the belly of the whale. Dark, cramped, smelly place. Come on. We have it. You have it in you. Now turn your eyes to Him. The only one who can make a difference. Turn your eyes to Him right now. Whoa. Father, we cry out to you. We cry out to you right now. That Antichrist spirit is battering at our gates. Lord, we're crying out to you for deliverance. Lord, I hear the sound of Pharaoh's horses coming up behind us, thundering behind us. Lord, part the water for us now. Open the way for us now. Deliver us now. Deliver our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Lord, deliver our city. Deliver Anchorage, Alaska. Remember Anchorage, Alaska. Surround Anchorage, Alaska with your angels, Lord. I pray right now that you'll deliver, even at our polling booths, Lord. Let your angels guard against corruption and violence in Jesus' name. I pray for the state of Alaska. I pray for this state to be covered by the glory of the Lord. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, let your glory flow. Let your glory fall upon this state, Father. Every people group, every tribe in this state, let them be touched with the glory of the Lord. Send them dreams. Send them dreams, Father. Begin to change us. Change us. Change us. Anchor your church. Anchor your church. Lord, from the belly of the whale we cry out. Lord, deliver us. Deliver us. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Hear our cry. Hear our cry, Lord. We need you. In this hour, we need you. Lord, I pray for the United States of America. Deliver the Republic. Lord, remember. Remember the destiny of this nation. Remember the destiny. Forgive us our wickedness. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for corruption. Forgive us that we have empowered terrorists. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. We've plundered nations, Lord. We've plundered the poor. And in the name of righteousness, we plundered those that were weak. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, if you do not deliver us, we're lost. If you do not hear our cry, we're lost. Lord, hear our cry now. Hear our cry now, Lord, and deliver this dear nation. Oh, Father, you're looking for those who are crying out. We're crying out this morning, Father. We're crying out this morning. Oh, lift that sentence of death off of us. Lift that sentence of corruption off of us. Lift that sentence of judgment. Deliver us from a reprobate mind. Open us to truth. Open us to truth. Open us to truth. Lord, without fear, I take authority over that spirit of fear. You will not take root in us. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no hold in your church. You have no hold in the church of God. I bind that spirit of fear. I pray right now for the glory to pour out. Let the glory of God pour out. Let the glory of God pour out. Let the glory of God pour out. Horia tabarokadesi. Horia tabarokadesi. Dia tabarokadesi. Labaria temboria si. Dia tabarokadesi. Glory, 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 glory. Father, remember this morning. Remember our cries. When you look at our families, remember this morning. When you look at our church in Alaska, remember this morning. When you look at the church in America, remember this morning, a band of your people crying out, mercy, 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 mercy. Oh, Father, mercy, mercy, mercy. We don't deserve it. Give it to us anyway, because you are a merciful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Whew, whew, whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God, for removing the blinders off our eyes, oh God, for unstopping our ears, oh God. Remove the callousness from our hearts, oh God. Lord God, give us a heart after you, oh God. Lord God, let us not stay, oh God, God, in our own bellies, oh God. God, the pride of life, oh God. Oh God, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life and the lust of the flesh, oh God. Oh Lord God, cause us not to be selfish, oh God. God, but oh God, give us a heart after you, oh God. Oh God, cause us to fall in love with you again, oh God. We think we love you, but we don't love you, oh God, like we should, oh God. Oh God, cause us to have a first love experience with you again, oh God. Oh God, cause our hearts to burn after you again, oh God. Oh Lord God, cause our hearts to burn after you, Lord God. Oh God, cause us to have a first love experience with you again, oh God. Oh God, oh God, give us a divine visitation of you, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we can do nothing without you, Lord God. Oh Lord God, change our mindset, oh God. Lord Jesus, cause us, oh God, to have the mind of Christ, oh God. Lord Jesus, cause us to think like you. Cause us to act like you, oh God. Cause us to walk like you, oh God. Cause us to vote like you, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for doing a paradigm shift, oh God, in the church in Alaska, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. Visit our family members, Lord. Visit our family members, God. Oh God, send forth your angels, oh God. Oh God, bring a supernatural visitation, oh God. God, in our city, in our state, oh God, begin to cry out for your city, for your villages. Begin to cry out for your family members. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we declare and we decree right now, God. God, for the church in Alaska, Lord God. God, would be a church, oh God. God, that would come alive unto you, oh God. God, that we cry out for a righteous leader, oh God. In our government, Lord God, we cry out for a righteous governor. We cry out for a righteous mayor. We cry out for, we declare and decree that we shall have a righteous president, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we praise you, oh God. We declare and we decree this as the ecclesia, O God, of Alaska, Lord God. God, we declare and decree right now, O God, we're not begging you, God, but we come into alignment with you. We come into agreement with you, O God. God, and we say, Lord God, God, that we shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, that govern us, O God. We shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, that shall govern us, O God. We shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, in our nation, O God. We declare and decree we shall have righteous leaders in our Supreme Court justice, O God. O Lord God, we declare and decree, O God, we shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, in our Senate, O God, we shall have righteous leaders, O God, in the House, O God. We shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, in the Alaska Supreme Court, O God, we shall have righteous leaders, O God, in the House and in the Senate, O God. We shall have righteous leaders, O God. God, as the highest office in our nation, O God. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. We say amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.